The DuPont Cavalcade of America sends Christmas greetings. Good evening. This is Bill Hamilton. Once again, as is our custom during the Christmas season, Cavalcade presents the DuPont Chorus. This Yuletide program comes to you from the stage of the Playhouse in Wilmington, Delaware. Tonight, our chorus, 117 men and women of the DuPont Company, directed by Frank J. Clark, Jr., send you the best wishes of the season from DuPont with a program of Christmas carols. Later in this program, Mr. Crawford H. Greenwald, president of the DuPont Company, will speak.
And the joy in the morning, ye shepherds, ring the bells of Christ, for hear the angels' warning. This town of weeping infancy,
the DuPont Chorus begins its program with one of the oldest forms of the English carol, the Gloucestershire Wassail, a toast meaning good health.
Wassail!
Christmas carols have blossomed from the hearts of people all over the world. The men and women who are singing these carols for you tonight work in the DuPont laboratories, DuPont offices, and DuPont plants, a cross-section of the company which brings you better things for better living through chemistry. The DuPont Chorus came into being 5 years ago when a small group of men and women began to meet regularly and sing for their own enjoyment. We hear them now in two carols. First, a French carol that goes back to the 16th century, summoning the shepherds to Bethlehem. Shepherds, all shepherds.
Thank you.
second carol in this group is the work of a young American composer, Curtis York, and may be said to be a definite contribution to Christmas music. Sing We All Noel. Sung in Moravia, where the angels are announcing the birth of our Savior to the shepherds. Hark now, O shepherds. Here is an 18th century carol that comes to us from Italy, a hymn of praise and gratitude. Glory to God in the highest.
Glory in the highest. Glory, glory in the highest.
The DuPont Chorus concludes this portion of our special Christmas program with a carol of great beauty and reverence, O Holy Night. The soloist will be Mr. J. Clark Gonzalez of the DuPont Chambers Works, Pensgrove, New Jersey. O Holy Night.
O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and sorrow pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices on life divine. Oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night, hear thine. Oh, night when Christ was born. Led by the light of faith serenely beaming, with glowing hearts by his cradle we stand. So led by light of a star sweetly gleaming, here came the wise men from the Orient land. The King of Kings lay thus in lowly manger, in all our trials born to be our friend. He knows our need. He guardeth us from danger. Behold your King. Behold the lonely band.
You are listening to the Cavalcade of America, presenting the DuPont Chorus in a program of Christmas carols coming to you from the stage of the Playhouse in Wilmington, Delaware. At this time, we are to hear from Mr. Crawford H. Greenwalt, president of the DuPont Company. Mr. Greenwalt.
This Christmas broadcast affords an opportunity which I deeply welcome to greet all Cavalcade listeners, and especially those of you who are my fellow workers in the DuPont Company. We of DuPont can, I think, properly take pride in our performance during this past year. Our principal function, after all, is the delivery of our products and services to the American economy, and that we have done in greater volume than ever before. In delivering those goods, I believe we have pleased our customers, and so have passed once more the acid test the marketplace provides for our business. Relationships within our family have remained harmonious, as they have for many, many years, exemplifying again the spirit of trust and mutual esteem that characterizes our dealings with each other. These accomplishments are not the work of a few. They represent the teamwork and loyal cooperation of all the 80,000 men and women who comprise the family of DuPont employees. For their teamwork, for their cooperation, and for the contribution of their hands and hearts, I express my sincerest appreciation. We in America have a great heritage, one that has brought us to a state of well-being that has never been exceeded or even approached in this world's history. That success could not come, I believe, without the American spirit of cooperation, without our willingness to trust each other, nor without the willingness of many of us to pool our skills, our money, and our efforts in projects which are for the common good. May it always be so, and may the accomplishments of our great nation stand forth as a beacon to the world which will give hope, enthusiasm, and determination to all other nations to seek that intellectual and spiritual freedom which is the basis for our success. A Merry Christmas, and God's blessings to all of you.
Thank you, Mr. Greenwald. The Cavalcade of America continues this special Christmas program as the DuPont Chorus sings a joyous musical setting, Christmas Bells Tinkling Over the Snow, the Carol of the Bells. Another beautiful carol sung for many generations, the narrative of the Christmas story. Noel, Noel.
See, and ever you I pray.
complete this special program, the DuPont Chorus sings the great traditional Christmas anthem, O Come All Ye Faithful. And we hope that you at home, from coast to coast, will sing along with us. If not in voice, then in your hearts.
O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come ye to Bethlehem, come and behold him, him born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him, O come, let us adore him, O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. O sing, choirs of angels, sing in exaltation, O sing, O ye citizens of heaven above. O glory, glory to God, O glory in the highest, O come.
You have been listening to the DuPont Cavalcade of America, which has presented the DuPont Chorus, sending our Christmas greetings to you from the stage of the Playhouse in Wilmington, Delaware. The DuPont Chorus of 117 voices is under the direction of Frank J. Clark, Jr., and has brought you Christmas carols of many lands and many times. This is the third year the DuPont Chorus has been heard Christmas week on our nationwide Cavalcade broadcast, and we hope you will accept these carols with their words of inspiration and good tidings as the expression of heartfelt Christmas greetings from the men and women of the DuPont Company. I invite you to listen next Monday night when Cavalcade presents one of Hollywood's loveliest stars, Jean Tierney, in The Indigo Girls. This is Bill Hamilton bidding you good night and wishing for each of you a very Merry Christmas.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.